Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Hey Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, in the middle of Simon Tov Samach Zayin, and we're in the middle of Sif Yud Dalet, which we read yesterday in the Mechaber, and today we're going to do the Ramah. So just to remind ourselves quickly, in yesterday's share, the Mechaber taught us that if you find a split kernel of wheat inside a chicken before you did the salting of the chicken, it's enough to just rinse off the outer part of the chicken, and there's no problem, you'll remove the chametz. You don't have to do anything else. If, however, it was after you did the melicha, after it was salted, then you have to go and peel off a little bit. That was the more makel opinion. Then there was a more machmer opinion that said that not only you can just peel off a little bit, you have to dig out the surrounding area from where the broken kernel was, the split kernel was, and then you have to cut out all the surrounding area because the chametz could be boleya into that area, could get absorbed into that area. And then he concluded, and this is the one we're going to focus on the Ramah today, the Mechaber concluded in yesterday's shir, and he said, "V'im imo tarnagolos acheros." If there were other chickens that were salted in there, and you found the split kernel on chicken number one, so all the other chickens that you salted there, kolef es kulam. You have to do a klifa, you have to go and remove the peel, because maybe the kernel of grain that was split touched the other chickens as well. We discussed that in great detail in yesterday's shir, and now we give the Ramah's opinion. The Ramah says, "Hagah." V'yesh machmirim. There's an even more machmir opinion than this, and that is lesser kol mash nimlach biyachta, that all of these chickens were salted together. Not just could they klifa for the other chickens, and could they the mamik, you have to go deep into the area right on that chicken where you found the split kernel, but all the chickens over here, kol mash nimlach biyachad, is going to be usur. The Mishnah explains the Sifkot Ayin Gimel. The reason for this machmir opinion is mishum da'anan machmirinon, because we are machmir over here, lesor b'chol isurin b'mlicho b'shishim. Because we assume over here that unless you have 60 against it, it was able to go and spread throughout. Because we're not familiar over here, mishum d'lo b'kiyam bein isur kochush l'shomein. Now today's shiur is going to be a lot of very, very complicated dinim of taruvas, and we're going to do it relatively superficially. But these are very complicated dinim. So he tells us over here that we don't know the difference. We can't tell the difference between a kochush and a shomein type of meat. That means that a fatty type of meat, the blios can have the potential to spread much more throughout it. As opposed to a kochush, a weakened or leaner type of a meat, the blios don't spread. So since we can't tell over here, we're not baki, we're not experts to know whether this chicken is considered kochush or shomein, is it lean or is it fatty, and therefore we are machmir over here, and we have to assume it's fatty, and if it's fatty, so we'll see, the machlok is exactly how it works. Some say that it works by spreading through the fat, others say that the fat goes into the grain, the split grain, and that allows it to spread better into the other chickens, and therefore Alma, the Mishneh Berurah concludes, Nispashit Bekula, we have to assume it's spread throughout all of the chickens, and therefore, Imkein Mimela, B'chomitz Yisur B'mashu, since we're Machmer, Midrabanan, that Chomitz on Pesach is also with a Mashu, Nami Oser Bekula, and it therefore is going to go and, in fact, make all of the chickens over here potentially Oser, and we don't use them. Now, Dershu footnote number 91 brings down this discussion from the Chazon Ish exactly how it works over here. So the Chazon Ish writes, and he says, Shekasha tarnagolus kechusha, a thin, lean type of a chicken. Hatam shi asura kula, the reason why we even say here that it's going to have the isser, the chametz, spread throughout, the reasoning is not because mishum shedonim kochush kishamim. It's not because we treat the thin, lean type of chicken like a fatty chicken. Because the makom hefsed beruba, or even hefsed kitzas, ain't donim kochush kishamim be'isur derabanan. We don't do this for an Isur Darabonin. And therefore, we would have the right to be lenient over here. So how come we aren't? So he says, based upon the Shach, Avka Medur B'Isur Mashu, She'enu Elam Darabonin, this should also be just a Darabonin over here, and therefore, it shouldn't be thought to say that the Kochush is Kishomein. So what is the reason, then, according to Chazon Ish? El Atamu Mishum Shemotsui Shetarnagolis Hishmeina, since many of the Tarnagols are, in fact, Shmeina, and therefore, it turns the kernel of split wheat over here into being shomein. And now, the time of mispashi b'chol tarnagolos. Now, it can spread throughout the tarnagol. That this heter over here of the chicken can be mefatim over here, the iser of the chomets in the kernel of wheat. That's his basic premises over here. He says, lefikach, Even though we technically could be dealing with a lean, thin tarnagol, we assume that the kernel got fattened and therefore it gets spread throughout. The Chazonish adds, and maybe this is also part of the chumers of chametz that we have. He then explains this further. He says, the Mishnah Brura kan lo pirish shatame isu mishum mefatim. The Mishnah Brura didn't give this reason, but later on in regards to tzliya, in regards to roasting, he does give this reason. He says, it's mefatemes es achita over there, v'achita chozeros upoletes betarnegoles, and that's how by roasting it works. So he does say it over there. So the Chazonish suggests, atam shalo kosuv kan. Why doesn't the Mishnah Brura give the same reasoning over here that he gives by tzliya? He doesn't give it by malicha. So he says it's based upon the taz and the shach, she'ein het mefatim le'iser ayde malicha, because they don't hold over here that in regards to malicha that this works. It's only in regards to tzliya that he holds that it works. However, he does bring down the Bach in Yoredeya, in the name of the Marshal, Shemash Medivri Atur, Sha'af b'malicha omer mefatim. The Chazonish says, but there is an opinion that says even by malicha, you do say this concept that it fattens up the kernel even by malicha, not only by tzliya. Again, a pretty complicated din in Taruvus. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, however, avo ha'ikor, the bottom line halacha, he says, is lesser oso chaticha kula, shenim says, hachita ala. So we make the entire chicken that you found the kernel on, the split kernel on, that entire chicken is no good. However, ula hatir hacheros aide klifa kitsas. But all the other chickens, he says, you can be make alone and just peel off a little bit, and the point where they may have touched the split kernel to the other chickens, and that would be adequate. Mr. Burisiv Kut Nayin Dalit explains, and he says, Mishum desvirale, because the Rama says over here, I hold the lo amrinon be isumashu should the rabbanon, because even though this is an isumashu, it's only din the rabbanon, and we don't say she yotze mechaticha lechaticha aide melicha b'chomishu kochush, and we don't assume that it went from chicken number one, which the kernel was touching, even though we assume it may have spread throughout that chicken, you have to be concerned about that, but we don't assume that it went into the other chickens because it's kochush. It is a weakened, thinner, leaner type of ablia, and therefore it won't spread. It's only if you have not 60 against it that we say that it can spread from chicken number one to chicken number two, even though it's a thin, lean chicken, and below the mashu. And not in our case, where it's only a mashu over here, we don't say it spreads to the other chickens. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'od, the daf could be itzur sheshayach bo sham nunis, mishar minon af bekochush bishishim mishum de'enon bekim bekochush l'shomein. He says, in general, he says, this whole concern that we have, we don't really can differentiate between the thin, leaner, and the fattier, is only when you're dealing over here with an iser that is shamnunis itself. However, masha'en came be iser chometz. The chometz over here, the lo shayach bo piyapua kla. There is no fattiness over here to the grain. And therefore, v'dayenu, it's enough for us to say, im nachmir, even according to this machmir opinion, it still does not be the full machmir opinion. And we can say over here, it's enough to say, lesser osachaticha kula. We do say that chicken is no good, but it doesn't necessarily spread to all the other chickens. The issue footnote number 98 brings down, Ulfi Tamzeh, based upon this, the Prima Gadim writes, Afilum ein bekola chaticho shishim keneged chaticha, even if the others aren't 60 against this chaticha. Mikomokum raka chaticha hanogas b'chita neser. It's only the actual chicken that the chaticha was on is osur. But according to the first reasoning that we say that it spreads throughout, then if you don't have 60, then it would osur all the other chickens as well. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masel, Ayide Klipa, says, this whole consideration that you have to do klifa, according to the most machmir opinion, you have to ask for all the other chickens, is only if there was a potential for the grain to have actually touched the other chickens. There at least has to be a potential, a suffix, that it touched the other chickens. Otherwise, if it definitely didn't touch the other chickens, everybody agrees they're not usher. But then he brings down a more makel opinion, because of Yolo Shabbos, that when there's a sofek, if it touched the other chickens, the yesh ba sofek only, im noga klabiosa chaticho shinim sabo achita, afilu klipa eno tzorech. If it's only a sofek that it touched something, then he can be makel and not have to usher it. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah brought down that you have to be concerned, even if it's a sofek situation. That really would be a good break point to stop today's Shia. But we'll go a little bit further. I don't know if we'll get through the entire rest of the Mishnah Berurah on the Ramah, but we'll go a little bit further. So the Ramah tells us further, the Imrod Seyu Chalim Korakol Eino Yehudi. You don't necessarily have to go and burn this. As we brought down in earlier situations, sometimes you have to burn it because it's real chametz. So here he says you don't have to burn it. You could sell the whole thing to a non-Jewish person. He brings down in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Ayin Vav, Ayin De'Elia Rabba, Shedaito Daramo Lokoi Rak Ashara Chetichos. That which you don't have to burn it, you could sell it to a non-Jewish person. He's only talking about all the other chickens. Aval Osa Chetichos Shenimtzis Le'achita, but that chicken, which the split kernel was found on it, Ein L'Hati L'Mocho, that you can't go and sell to a non-Jewish person. And this is based upon L'Das HaGagod, the Ramah, that we learned in Sif Yod, Le'el in Sif Yod. And the issue footnote number 101 goes and explains it, that we said over there, Mutu limchol l'nochri tarnagolas mevusheles, the only time you're allowed to sell the tarnagolas mevusheles, where you had the chita on it, is she'ein zenechsha kinenami chametz, because you're not getting any benefit over there from that chametz, because the chicken would sell for $10 with or without that piece of chametz on it. You have to get rid of the kernel, we said, but the additional benefit that that chicken got from having a kernel on it certainly would not be something that makes it a royal price. And the Ramah there wrote, Shaminuk Shalolim Ochrel Lusrofoso. But there the Ramah said, that was the Mechaber. The Ramah said, no, we do burn it. And therefore, over here too, as well, it doesn't apply. This thing that you can sell it, the idea that you can sell it to the non-Jewish person, is only applicable to the others, but not to the actual chicken that had the kernel on it. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, who says, Umishore Achronim Mashman. The other Achronim say, Dekan Shehu Rak Aide Melicha. Since this whole thing is via Melicha, it's not through cooking, Mikalinon Limkor Afilu Osotricha. That here, that you could go and even sell this Chaticha that had the kernel on it, not only all the others that you can sell, but even that one. But what you should do is rak sheiklov tchilim in abasu b'mokum shenim seis oleachita. Just cut away a little bit from the area where you actually had the kernel on it, and even that chicken then could be sold to a non-Jewish person. Then the Ramah said la'ena Yehudi. The gear said that the Mishnah Berurah has is in Sifkot Ayin Zayin is la'akum over kochavu mazalos, which is essentially an Eino Yehudi. I don't think there's a difference over here. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says Ayin in the Taz shekosav shahora he passes lamaisa dehu adin demutu lahashos shara chatichos arachar pesel. You don't have to sell it to a non-Jewish person. You can even just keep it in your possession. Kivin she'eno ela sofik negir, because all the other chickens it's just a sofik negir over here, and you don't have to be machmir to go and sell it right now. We had brought down previously that this would be especially true if there was a concern that you're going to get a lower price for it now. And he says, v'gam oso chaticha yuchel l'shasusa, and not only all the other pieces, but even the piece that is actually touching the kernel, you can also wait to use it till after Pesach. Rak shabot tzorich l'klof mitchila makom achita. We said there you should peel off the little bit where the kernel was actually found. However, midivrei ha-Magen Avraham mashma d'daito kidas Ramah, the Magen Avraham holds like the Ramah, the oso achaticha asru lashos, that piece you can. Not like the Shara Achronim over here, but the Magen Avraham's opinion is like the Ramah, that you have to get rid of that piece for sure. You can't sell that to a non-Jewish person. And that would be the case if it was a split kernel. However, v'nira d'binisra'akicha, if it's a softened kernel, alone is baka, but it hasn't actually split, then yesh l'smocha d'riyataz, then you could rely upon the makel opinion, and likewise with kenachok yakov, maskel d'riyataz, that in that situation you could sell it, in fact, hor l'maisa, that you could go and keep it till after Pesach, or of course, if you wanted to, you could sell it to the non-Jewish person. Then the Ramah explains, back in the Ramah, he says, commotion is bar simen tof ben zayin sif aleph, where we said, even though in other situations of Tarovus Chometz, we wouldn't allow this to sell it to a non-Jewish person, here we would. Ken Yerli, that's the opinion that Ramah brings down in his own name. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Ayin Ches, he says the order of this last statement of the Ramah was reversed. He says, V'toh Sofer, it's actually a mistake. It should have read as follows. V'tzorech Lomar, you should have read this last thing as follows, that if you want to, wrote to Yuchalim Korakol Eina Yehudi, and then what does that mean? What's the difference? Uperusha, he says, the Shomavur, over there we learned in Tov Mem Zayin Omid Aleph, the Biblias Mashu Chometz, Eino Yochalim Kol Yachem. If there's a absorption of Chometz into something, you can't sell it to an Akam, even Af Achar Sheyifte Demei Chometz, even if you're selling it to him for less than the price of the Chometz. So let's say the Chometz made it go up a dollar, so you sell it to him for the total price minus a dollar. So over there, that's not allowed. But here, kam b'melicha, by salting, we're more meiko, mekalinon b'zeh. Here, we can be lenient by salting. Then he adds, that which we said the Ramah says, you can leikur din could be mekel and all the other chickens by just peeling a little bit. Or you could sell it to the non-Jewish person. That's only davko kishinim sachit abosa maluach be'es hamalicha or acha malicha vadocha. That's only applicable if you found the chita on the already salted meat at the time that it was salted or after it was salted and rinsed off. And then umochu pam shnia looked there, and then they resalted it again. Umatzu achita ala basa blotzir, when there's no juice, no gravy over here, and you just found it directly on the meat. That's when you can be mekel. However, avolim nimtzu achita betoch hatzir, but if you find this kernel of wheat in the juices over here, in the gravy of the chicken, so oz choshev hakol mevushal, then it is considered like it was mevushal, because the bishir muat have a kavush ayidei tzir, because the tzir, this juices over here that come out, they can very quickly be allowing the blios to be absorbed. It's like kavush, it's like it's soaked in it, it's stewed in it. Oz therefore, anything that was sitting in the juices over here, in the gravy, in the stuff that comes out of the chicken, the liquid, so then in that situation it would require beer. But anything higher up, it's not sitting in the tzir, then you can be mekel, like the Ramah said, to just do a klifa, or sell it to the non-Jewish person. Because the tzir ain't omen shem hafeil amala, because the tzir doesn't allow it to rise up higher. Or you can sell it to the guy, or leave it till after Pesach. As the Taz gave us the additional kula above. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, if you find a kernel of grain inside a barrel filled with salted cabbage, so asur kol chavish, the entire barrel with all the cabbages is asur, because we say the kavish kemavushal, because there it's in sitting in it, and we view kavish as kemavushal. But that's again only v'davka k'shatzir ola gabo. That's only if the liquid that's coming out of here went above any of the cabbages that are above the liquid, it doesn't apply to. But if the liquid is above all the cabbages, then it applies. Dim ein hatzir ola al gabo, because if the juices over here didn't go above the cabbages, so heavy lay din malicha biyama, then it's just salted. V'dino kenal b'siv katan ayin vav and ayin zayin. Then you can take the more makel opinions that we brought down above. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Im nisha ma'at shechor b'kli." If you had a little bit of beer left in a kli, beer is of course chametz, and you then fill that up with water, the notlo b'socho mayim, and then you add additional water to it, and you use this water over here, which has a little bit of remnant beer in it, to go v'heidichu b'en basar achim l'losu b'pesach, and you go and rinse off the salt from a salted animal or chicken on Pesach. So now it came into contact with the beer in the water. So the das of the Chok Yaakov, the Yesh Lahatir Abbas, even in this situation, the boss was okay, apelo klifa. You don't even have to go peel off anything, mikra din. Why? Sha'av shamayim nesu machmas ha-shecha. Even though the water couldn't be drunk over here because of the beer that's inside of it, shenasara besocham, nevertheless we call mokam ha-basar lo bola klum mimayim halalu kivin shutsonein. The basar over here is not going to absorb anything in this situation because it's just cold. It's all cold and it just is in contact for a very short period of time. Even though over here the basar was still salted at the time that you rinsed it off with this water that had some beer inside of it, and normally we say that salting is like heat, and therefore it should absorb it. Nevertheless, it can't absorb from this quick rinsing over here with the water that has a little bit of beer in it. Because as the water comes onto it, it removes the salt, and it won't allow the beer that's in the water to go inside the meat. However, he says, "Ochein machmas chumus chametz v'pesach." However, since we're dealing over here with chametz on Pesach, yesh liklov ma'ata basu b'mokum shenagu b'mayim alol. You should do a very thin peel over here because of the chumus of Pesach. And he brings out for the chayodim, that's the chayodim, the medina tzorech habasur klifa kiven the isbei peel. He says you really must do a klifa over here because the meat over here has little cracks in it. And this would apply even if it wasn't salted, because the water could get into the cracks over here with the beer inside of it, so you have to do a peel no matter what. So we actually concluded this entire Sif Yudala today. I really did tomorrow's shir today. I'll label this really as being a double shir. It will be the Omud Aleph and the Omud Beis for Daf Ayin Hey. So this will give everybody a chance to really chaza this real well, because you'll have done two dafim today in today's shir. With this, we conclude today's shir.